Just for a couple of moments, the definition of Gemar Din. So we saw a few opinions. Was Gemar Din Plonachai, Plonachai, Zakai? Was it about save Tainlo, go out and give him? Or was it actually the Hotzio Mamon, removing the money, paying up? That was the sheet that's Ramam that was paying up the money. There was a stira with what Rama wrote in Peish Rishnayos. There he said Ploniat Achayiv, Ploniat Azakai, which is against what he wrote in the Yad Chazaka. So in Mugi Yosef, in Baba Kama, we spoke about yesterday, he says Rama really means Lav Davka. He doesn't really mean Hotzia Mamon. He just kind of just says that because that's what happens after Gemar Din. You pay the money. But that's not what really creates the Gemar Din. That's not what you need to prevent him from being Chozer. It's Lav Davka. That's what the new Mugi Yosef writes. In which case, Rama would work very well with what he writes in Peish Rishnayos. Peish Rishnayos, he's Davka, it means Ploniat Achayiv, and Yad Chazak, he's Lav Davka. Now, it's a little strange, just because you would think in Yad Chazak, he would be more Davka than the Peish Rishnayos, but that's the Rishon the Mugi Yosef suggests is the answer. The Rad Baz, there on the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Hilchas and Hedrin, Halacha Beis, gives somewhat of a similar answer also. The Rambam doesn't really mean Hotzio Mamon, that's what Gemar Din is. Gemar Din is Gemar Din, like he says. The Rambam writes, we pointed out, yes, I think Yoni made this point, Nigmar Hardin v'Hotzio Mamon. He says two things, Mashma. Hotzio Mamon isn't Nigmar Din. Nigmar Din is something different. So why, if Nigmar Din is where everything is done, why does he also say v'Hotzio Mamon? Seems to be an extra word. So Rabba says, just, it's kind of like backward, but you would think, let's say you were Hotzio Mamon before Nigmar Din. What's the Din? So then the Rambam's telling us, if you're Motzi Mamon before Nigmar Din, that doesn't do anything. You could still be Chozer. You dafka need Nigmar Din. And then what happens next is Hotzi Mamon. But Hotzi Mamon isn't part of Nigmar Din. He's just kind of, from teaching the positive, he's teaching you what the negative is not. Meaning if you had Hotzi Mamon without Nigmar Din, that wouldn't be Chozer. But Nigmar Din with Hotzi Mamon, that is, you can't be Chozer, but Hotzi Mamon isn't really necessary for that. That's what Rabbi reads. The Rambam also... Yeah, it says Nigmar Din v'Hotzi Mamon. Two separate things. Why do you have to write two separate things? So he says, you're right, Nigmar Din is really Dafka whenever it's Seva Tainlo or Ploniat Achayiv, whatever the definition is. When you say the individuals are Chayiv or Zakai. Why does Rambam add v'Hotzi Mamon? It's unnecessary. Like the Nimuk Yosef, it's unnecessary. It's Lav Dafka. Why Hotzi Mamon? So while the Nimuk Yosef says Hotzi Mamon is Lav Dafka, he just kind of says that's the next stage. The Rabbi says there's Halacha to be learned. What is the case if you're a Hotzi Mamon before Nigmar Din? You would think maybe if I gave the money to him, you can't be Chozer anymore. Even though Basin never gave up Pesak Din, that would also be a point in time you can no longer be Chozer. Comes along, the Radbaz explains, no, it's only when Hotzi Mamon happens after Nigmar Din is it significant. But if you were due to Hotzi Mamon before Nigmar Din, nothing's binding, and you could still be Chozer. Sounds kind of roundabout, but that's how the Radbaz answers. He just said within the Rambam, he says, because of Mechaber, Rambam, whatever the Lashon is. He doesn't explain why he says Hotzi Mamon, and the Radbaz gives an explanation. So the Radbaz lines up with the Nimuk Yosef. What I like is the Radbaz's first answer, which he ends up rejecting. He just says the Gemara doesn't sound that way, but I like it conceptually at least. He says there's a difference of, his question is, of course, why is Rambam getting Hotzi Mamon? Why is that the definition of a Gemar Din? The Gemara say it's Seva Tainlo or Ploniat Achayiv. So he answers, there's a difference of a basin of Kibbulai versus a normal basin. A normal basin goes based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin that's Ploniat Achayiv, or the Gemara in Baba Kama at Seva Tainlo. That's the definition of Nigmar Din Kol Tarkuil. Kibbulai was different. Kibbulai, we have a different definition. Kibbulai, you need Hotzio Mamon. That's the answer he gives. And he ends up, again, saying, I don't like it. It doesn't smash me that way from the Gemara. But conceptually, this is very nice to part of the discussions we've having of Kibbulai from a couple of shiurim ago. How much is Kibbulai be machshir, the dayan, be machshir the aid? Or Kibbulai is one's own personal schaivis or one's own personal hodah? Okay, so that being said, if it's being machshir din, so then the same exact dinim that applied to a normal basin is going to apply to a Kibbulai basin. So the same definition should be consistent. Cannot all the mafarshim say that. The same definition of Nigmar Din is the same for Kibbulai, the same for based in Kavua, wherever it is. But the Rabbaz says, no, no. They're different. Why are they different? Because it's possible the Rabbaz thinks, at least in this answer, that Kibbulai is one's own personal eschaivus. It's not subject to the normal dinim of Nigmar Din. Because it's not creating a new based in. It's not being machshir dayan. It's simply eschaivus. And that could be pshat in this chiluk. That's why I like it so much. But in the end, most mepharshim don't really like such a chiluk. They look at the poskim al shas, poskim and shulchan aruch. They all say, the same definition that we have nigmar din for a beis din kavua is the same exact definition for a kibbulah type of beis din. You look at the sman hashach, they talk about what exactly is considered nigmar din. We're not going to get into that psak right now. Okay, so now let's move on to the next mishnah, chav dal and rabbeis. And let me just give a small background, just for a few moments. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidus, Perek Tes, says that Asara Mine Paslanus Heim. There are 10 types, 10 categories of people who are pasal to be made. Among them are women, Avadim, Ketanim, Eshota, Echerish, Esuma, Krovim, Nogim Ve'edus, Bizuyin, and one of them is the one we're going to deal with, is Rishayim. A Rasha is not allowed to be an aid. That's one of the 10 psulim the Rambam lists. Now, the real sugya of the... It's in Deraisa, he can't. He's pasul midiraisa. Now, the real sugya of understanding what type of Rasha is pasul midiraisa is on Chav Zayin Amun Aleph, in our sugya, in our Masech, in our Perek. We're going to get there when we get there. But the Gemara already discussed the issue now on Chav Dal and Mabez. So there are two types of Rishaim that are pasul midiraisa. There's one Rasha that's pasul because he was over an Isser, that's Chayiv Malkus. Based on a pasuk, someone who's Chayiv Malkus is called a Rasha. An Altatius Rasha aid. You can't make a Rasha cannot be an aid. And Kal Vachomer, someone who's Chayiv Misa, is going to be called a Rasha also. So that's one category. Someone who's Chayiv a punishment is a Rasha and pasul to be an aid. There's yet a second category, Rasha de Chamas. A Rasha who violated an Isser not because there's a punishment, but because he violated it because of Mammon, because he wanted Mammon. He wanted money, he stole, whatever the case may be. Rasha de Chamas. There are two different categories. The Rambam in Hilchos in Eidus, Perek Yud, he starts off Halach Aleph, HaRisham Psulun Eidus. Then he says, Ezu Rasha, Ko Misha Over Avera Shechayv Mele Malchus. That's the first one. And then Perek Dal, he says, the Od Yesham Risham. There's another category of Risham that Apostle Eidus. And then he goes on to say, Rasha de Chamas. So the Rambam clearly says there are two types of Rishon that are Apostle Eidus. The Pirish Mishnah, he says the same thing as well. There are two categories of Rishon. So there's Rasha Stam and there's Rasha de Chamas. Okay, so that being said, let's begin the Mishnah of Chavdal and Beis. The Mishnah records four psulim of this type. Ve'elu hein psulim. Ha'masachei b'kuvyo. Someone who plays with dice. Hamal v'beribis. Someone who lends money with ribis, with interest. U'marfricha yonim. Umar will explain somehow there might be bird racing. Sochrei shvis. People who sell fruit and other things during shvis, making money. So those are four types of categories that are people who are Risham and therefore Apostle Eidus. Amar Rabbi Shimon mitchila hayu koron osan osve shvis and Mishra Rabu hanasim chazlu kosan sochrei shvis. Originally these people were called Osfe, gatherers of Shvius, and then they refer to as merchants of Shvius. The Gemara will discuss that. And then the Gemara brings the Mishnah, rather, says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emesai, when is this all true that these people are apostle? Bizman she'ein lehen umnas ala'ahu. Only when they have no other trade, no other profession other than this one. They're gambling all day long. Aval yesh lehen umnas shalohu k'shem. But if they have another profession, another form of income, so they would be kosher. It's only when this is their primarily or their only form of income. So we're going to discuss today, and probably Sunday as well, the psul of Masachei B'Kuvyo. So Rashi tells us, why is Masachei B'Kuvyo a psul? So Rashi in the Mishnah writes, Kulu Mefarish B'Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain each of them. V'chulun Me'ein Gazlanim. They're all types of Gazlanim. Heim V'Torah Amra Atesh's Rasha Eid V'Kol Shkein Dayin. Torah passes a Rasha from being an aid and a Kavachomer, a Dayan, because a Dayan, as we mentioned a number of times, has a much higher standard than that of an aid. So, fine, that's first Rashi. Let's read the Gemara a little bit, for the first few lines of the Gemara, and then we'll do another Rashi. Now, the Gemara itself wants to know why is a Misachi B'Kuvyo Asur, or Pasul, for being an aide. The Gemara says, what did he do wrong? Why is he pasul? Amar Rabbi Bar Chama mishum dehave esmachta. The esmachta lo kanya. There's some form of an esmachta. And there wasn't real intention of giving over the money in this gambling case. So there's never kinyan in the first place. So Rashi writes, lo kanya vahavile ki'ein gezela biyada. It's kind of like gezela. So we're not going to discuss Rav Sheshes. We'll wait for Rav Sheshes' second part of the sugya. And the sugya here of discussing esmachta lo kanya, they seem to argue about whether esmachta is kanya or esmachta isn't. What is an esmachta? That's a discussion we're not going to have now. It's more related to general kinyanim. How much das do you need? Is a little level of das enough for kinyan? Do you need a lot of level, a higher level of das for kinyan? We will not discuss that. So we have two rashis we saw right now. What do you get from these two rashis? The rashi in the Mishnah and the rashi in the Gemara. Are they consistent with each other? Are they not consistent with each other? Any thoughts?
Not so consistent.
Not so consistent, okay. So what's the impression you get from Misachi B'Kubio and the Mishnah?
Deraisa.
What's Deraisa?
Full Edis.
Full Edis is Deraisa. Okay, and what else is Deraisa? The two questions in the sugya. They say this way. In the sugya of Misachi B'Kubio, you have to ask two questions. Question one is Misachi B'Kubio, is that Gzela Deraisa or not? That's question one. Is it Gzela Deraisa or not? Question two. Is Misachi B'Kubio, is that going to be Pasul Mideraisa or only Midirabanan? Those are the two questions you have to ask. So in terms of those two questions, what do you get from Rashi in the Mishnah in terms of the question, is it Gzela Deraisa Midirabanan? Is it Pasul Mideraisa Midirabanan? So Rashi says, "Kulan me'ein gazlanim." Me'ein gazlanim seems to be they're within the category of gazlanim. They are gzeil deraisa, it seems, and therefore Rashi concludes they're also going to be pasul mideraisa, and that's why he quotes the pasuk al teishes reid a rasha eid. But then Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi in the Gemara says, "Lo kanya vavila ki'ein gzeil biyada." I know it's just a small letter. I know Yehuda likes to quote of Nussbach there how ke is ke, right? So ke'ein gzela is not quite me'ein gzela. Me'ein is part of the category of gzela. Ke'ein is, it's similar to gzela, but not quite. So it's mashma that Rashi and Mishnah and Gemara are arguing whether gzela, whether Misachi B'Kubio is gzela deraisa or not. So you might want to change one of the letters around. Maybe the kaf to a mem or the mem to a chaf to make them consistent. Yeah.
Even if you say it's me'ein gazlanim,
mm-hmm.
It still means it's like the highest form of real gazlan deraisa. That is part of the category of surim, you know, entitled gazlanim.
Okay.
Falls under that category. It doesn't mean it's the primary.
Whoever said the primary?
I'm saying that if you were
saying. Are you over this deraisa or not?
What?
Me'ein gazlanim.
I'm saying me'ein gazlanim means this is psul derabanan under the category which is known as.
I think that
I don't know why we're assuming like me'ein gazlanim means it's part of gazlanim.
I'm just reading the word.
Which category it's in?
Me'ein gazlanim sounds to me a lot stronger part of the definition of gazlanim. Okay, yeah. Listen, many achronim read Rashi as saying only gzeil derabanan.
What?
Yeah.
Just a clarification. Maybe you say that it's. That this is similar to Gezel Doraisa, then there's no question in regards to the second. There's no question in regards to the second question that it's going to be the Aedis going to be Pulsami Doraisa. The second question only comes about if you hold that the Aedis is that if you hold that whatever Sakam Kubi is only like Ke'en goes on.
No, let me say it this way. If Misachim Kubi is only Gezel Derabanan, then the Psul could only be Derabanan, Mediatus. If Gzeila is Midiraisa, Yishlachor, whether the Psula is also going to be Midiraisa.
Really,
so let's look at Tosas. Let's look over at Tosas now, okay? The Tosas writes, Ve'ilhin Apsulim. Tosas writes, Yesh Gersin Avodim Mishim Desvir Le Dekachashiv Hachab Psula Derabanan. U Deraisa. Some people, Miri has such a Gersa, I think rejected in the end as well. Some are Gers Avodim as a fifth Psula listed here. Because this mission not only includes Psula Derabanan, it also includes Psula Deraisa. And Avadim is possible Midaraisa based on a Kavachomer from Isha, Gemara, and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavbez. Lo Nehira, Tosa doesn't like this Pshat of Avadim here. Mishum Delo Chashiv Masnis and Rak Psula Derabanan. What are you talking about? Only Psula Derabanan are here. The whole Gazlanim, Lokatani. If it was referring to Deraisas, so put Gazlanim on the list. Gazlanim are for sure possible Midaraisa. The fact that Gazlanim are not here, of course, Avadim aren't going to be here either. Gazlanim are much similar to these than Avadim is. The whole Psuli Masnisin, Psuli Derabanan knew, the only Derabanan. Let's go through each of them. We'll only go through Mesachi Bakuvia for now. Mesachi Bakuvia, Afil Mandamar Smachtahi, the Smachta Lokanya, even according to Rabbi Barcham, who thinks it's an Asmachta and Asmachta are not Kinyanim, Mikol Makom Eno Deraisa, it's not Possum Deraisa. Since he doesn't think he's doing an Isser, he's not going to be disqualified. But did he do an Isser? Was he violating Isser Gzela Deraisa? Tzmash from Tosas, even if he was over Isser Gzela Deraisa, that won't necessarily indicate you're going to be Possum Deraisa. Won't be possible, although you're over an issue, you may not be possible with Deraisa. Because he didn't think he did anything wrong. So why is that? What's Pshat and Tosfos? Why? Because I think I didn't think, I'm still a Russia. I still was violating the issue of Deraisa of Gzela. So let's first discuss the question, yeah.
Where do you think you have that it's really a Gezel Midaraisa, but nonetheless, we're still saying it's a Pshat Midaraisa?
Why is he saying Kevin She'enu Sover Lasos Isser? Because he doesn't think he's doing an Isser. It should say Kevin She'enu Isser. He doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. There's Tosas we'll see later on by Lo Sachmon also talks about such a concept. If you don't think you're doing anything wrong, so you may not be disqualified. Although you really are doing something wrong, has a lot to do with what you think. So let's first focus on the question of whether Misachi Bakuvia is Gzela Deraisa or only Gzela Dirban. So we have two Rashis, seem to be pointing in different directions perhaps. The Margolis Hayam points this out. The Margolis Hayam owes Yud Aleph. So he says, he quotes Rashi, and he thinks Rashi, based on the Gemara, the Esmach Talokanya, Rashi thinks it's only Ke'en Gezela, but not Gezela Mamash. It's only like a secondary level. It's only Ke, similar to Gezela, but not quite Gezela. While he thinks Tosos, like we just read, it thinks that Gezela is Asa Midaraisa. It confirms that point. Rashi thinks it's Midarabanan, and Tosos thinks it's Deraisa. As I want to point it out, if you didn't see it through reading Rashi Tosos, the Margolis Hayam made that clear. So how are we going to explain this? Machlok is whether Misachi Bakuvia is going to be Gzela Deraisa or Gzela Derabanan. What do you guys think? There's Machlok as we show now between Rashi and Tosfos, this Rashi and the Gemara at least, versus Tosfos here, whether Misachi Bakuvia is going to be categorized as Gzela Deraisa or it's only Gzela Derabanan. It's really not Gzela Deraisa. What are they arguing about, whether it would be categorized as Gzela Deraisa or not? What's the machlokas? Pointing to Yoni?
Is our Mishnah listing things that are only Derabanan or also things that are Deraisa?
No, let's get a little more fundamental to the nature of Isser Gzela. That might be a proof as to seeing other things on the list, but you might be arguing about something a little more fundamental. How do you view the nature of the Isser Gzela? Yeah.
Question. Going back to that Tosas, is this only applicable to Misachi Bakuvia, that if he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong? Let's say I just steal something from someone, and I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. Would it be the same thing by me that I would only be possibly the Rabbanim?
Possibly. You have to see whether that's.
Is this Svara that Shekhinah Sovereish that Shekhinah Sovereish Lassos Isser? Is that like specific to psul by Misachi Bakuvia?
No, I think any psul. If you hold such a svara, it should be applicable anywhere. Any other psul avera.
I think it's that Rashi would hold that Tosafot would hold that you have to be chodif to do gazela. You have to actually grab the money away. And Rashi would hold that not necessarily. It could be that you're taking things that you don't deserve.
Right, so your logic is correct, but I'm not sure you're applying it correctly to Rashi and Tosos. Meaning, because is Masachib a Kubir? Are you being Chotef or not?
You're not being Chotef, but according to Rashi, it doesn't matter. You're not.
But which Rashi? Are you going Rashi in the Mishnah or Rashi in the Gemara?
Rashi in the Mishnah.
Okay, let's see Rashi in the Gemara, who calls it Gzeil Derbanan. Let's go with him.
Well, then Rashi and
But Tosos thinks the psul is derbanan, but the iser gzela is still deraisa. I mean, you could still violate gzela and be over an iser deraisa, but you may only be possum with derbanan. Because you thought you were doing something okay. We'll explain why that might be. But in terms of the question, is it msachaba kubi gzela deraisa or not? They're arguing about that. Tosos thinks it is gzela deraisa, Rashi, and at least in the Gemara, thinks it's not gzela deraisa. Why not? Yeah. So what's the other side? It's more what? What expansive in what way?
Yes.
No, but I think you're right. Well,
right. I don't know.
What's the other approach?
Hefsin
mamon. It's about hefsin mamon. Either it's chotev, like you said, it's a maisa. Gzela derives is only when you're chotev. Vayigzal sachanis, as we'll see, a pasuk in Shmuel been quoted by Rashi. The Maisa Gzela has to be in such an aggressive way. Or no, it's not so much about the Maisa. That's a Pasuk in Shmuel. But Gzela is whenever there's Hefsid Mamon. Whenever there's any loss of money. So Tosos thinks, so this wasn't such an aggressive act. That wasn't Bayigzal Sachanas. Okay, we sat together, we were gambling together. There's no aggressive form of grabbing from you. But in the end of the day, I never really gave the money up willingly. And you bring Mafsid my Mamon. It's my Mamon. I never gave it to you. That's Mafsid Mamon, and therefore it's Gzela Deraisa. Rashi, who thinks, at least in the Gemara, it's only Derabanan, because Gzela Deraisa is the only one, it's Vayigzal Sachanis, when there was an aggressive form of grabbing. Gambling in this way, Vesach B'Kubi, is not any way a way of form of Chotev. So let's just go through a number of Rashis who seem to point in this direction. You just skip the Rashi.
Well, I'm still all the time of why Tosos thinks it's
Rashi, Tosos doesn't say, he could have said, why the... Because Tosus could have said, why is it only possible with derbanan? Because he wasn't over the Isser Gzela Deraisa. There's no Isser Gzela Deraisa. He says, no, Eno Sover Lasos. He didn't think to do an Isser, but it still was an Isser. What? No, the Psulim Derabanan. The Psulim of Derabanan, but not necessarily the Isurim. We're differentiating between the question of whether he was over an Avera Deraisa Derabanan.
It's an act of Gzela. Right, he might be pulsing the Derabanan to be an aid, but was his act of Gzela an act of Gzela Deraisa Derabanan? What other Psulim are there other than being pulsing an aid?
What other Psulim? For Issa Gzela?
Yeah.
You violated an Isser. You violated an Issa Deraisa.
Where's the Psul? You said that it was Psul. It's only Derabanan. So mm-hmm. What would it be if it's so Derabanan? What would be the case?
If he did a real Isser Gzela and he knew he did an Isser Gzela, he's aware he did an Isser Gzela, he'd be Pasul Mederaisa.
For what? For doing what?
For stealing. If he knew what he did wrong when he was doing it, he did it intentionally, I'd say.
Oh.
And then he's going to be Pasul Mederaisa.
Whereas here he doesn't have to pay the money back, he just has to.
He may have to pay the money back still because the Isser Gzela he violated, but he may not be disqualified for an aid. Well, leave that question out for now. We'll do it the next part. We'll do that. But just focusing on the question, whether it's a Isser Gzela or not, that very question is about whether or not Gzela Deraisa is based on Vayigzal Sachanis, it's a Maisa Avera, or it's a Hefsid Mamon. So Rashi thinks it's only when you've done a Chatifa, you grabbed it, only then is it a Maisa Gzela Deraisa. Misachah B'Kubi is not an aggressive grabbing, and therefore there's no Isser Gzela Deraisa. Let's just go through a number of Rashis which really prove this point.
I think this will make it sense. But Rashi it says of Lokhaya, it says Hava Lekin Gesela Biyada. He has like stolen goods in his hands. And he's not like that part of it, you just answer one question. Does that make any sense?
I'm not sure. Okay, so let's go through a few Rashi's here. Rashi and Chav Vav on the Beis. Dibur Maso Gazlan Derais. So the Gemara there discusses there's a Gazlan Derais and there's a Gazlan Derabanan. So Rashi defines what's a Gazlan Derais. He writes, Hachotef Mamish. Hachotef Mamish, someone who really grabs. That is the definition of Gzeil Derais. What has he know this? Kegon Binayayo Binihoy Yada, Dechsev and Shmuel Beis, Vayigzos Achonis, Miah Mitzri. You have to do some aggressive form of Gzeil. Hachotef Mamish. Rashi in the beginning of the Masech, the Beis Ben Alf, says the same thing as part of the definition of Gzeila. Right in the beginning, when it lists all the different cases that a Beis Din is going to judge. So Rashi writes Gzeila. So what's the case of Gzeila? First he writes Kofor B'Pikadon. Someone who denies the Pikadon, which itself, the Mishalchi Yadu Ahavi Gazlan. Another interesting sugya. Then he says, V'chein HaChotef Miyad Chaveiro Ahavi Gazlan. Kegon V'yigzal Sachanis. Miyad Amitri. That's the definition. The pasuk va'yigis al zachanis has to be a mamish achatifa. You have to really grab it. It's all about the ma'isa. Yeah. We're not going to get involved. No. Just, yeah, different, entirely different sugya. Okay. And then there is a third Rashi. Anybody see the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, what'd he say? But he really brings it on our Mishnah. Meaning all the ones were elsewhere. He just makes it really clear. He says, he said, okay, Amar Rabbanon, Esmach to Lokanya, talking about Mesach Bakubi, of course, Esmach does not come here. Varehein Gazlonim Midi Rabbanon, the Midiraisa, Enokari Gazlon, Elachote Miar Ish, Lehule. So that's Shittas Rashi. It's all about the Maisa Avera. And Masach HaBakubia is not a Maisa Gizela. Although it's Hefzid Mamon, that's not the definition of Gizela Deraisa. While Toso seemingly would think that it is Gizela Deraisa because it's all about the Hefzid Mamon. Right, so that's the first stage of this sugya. Now let's get into the question of the nature of Sul Rosh HaDechamas. This Rosh HaDechamas, this person who stole, whether he stole the Raisa, whether he stole the Rabbanan, what's the nature of this psul? The Tosfos thinks that although you're... Yeah, the question?
I mean, so as of now, Rashi has to hold that you can only plus me the Rabbanan.
Rashi could hold... Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Once you hold that the Gzela is only the Rabbanan, at best, it could be only psul the Rabbanan. But if it's a psul the Raisa, yish lachkor. Well, although it's Gzela the Raisa, is that going to create a psul the Raisa? Or maybe that's not enough for Psul Deraisa. For some reason, it's only Psul Derabanan. So if you get to figure out for Tosos, if Tosos thinks it's a Gzeil Deraisa, shouldn't it be Pasul Deraisa? Why do you think the fact that I didn't think I was doing an Isser is going to only be a Psul Derabanan? So let's go through some of these Achronim. I'm not sure if you got a chance to see them. I imagine Jake saw the Ksos because he got very excited about that. No? He didn't see the Ksos. Okay. So let's start with Or Sameach then. Or Sameach and Hilchas Tevila.
What are we discussing now?
The question of the nature of the psul of Rosh HaDechamas. Why is a Rosh HaDechamas possible? And that will hopefully help us explain Shitas Tosfos. So the Or Sameach found in Hilchas Tefila, the last piece in Hilchas Tefila. He says there's a Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Kuf Nun Tes Min Aleph. That a someone signed on the shtar. And after he signed on the shtar, he became a gazlan. So he cannot testify for on his own signature, because he's a gazlan now, but somebody else can. Because at the moment when he signed, he wasn't a gazlan yet. So his signature was a good signature at the moment, but no, he can no longer testify because now he's a gazlan. So you read the Rashbam there, and the Or Sameach says that Gemara, without getting too involved, seems to indicate that the psul rush the Hamas is because of the chashash mishaker. We're concerned he's going to lie. We're afraid he's going to be lying. Or Sameach then says, well, however, on the other hand, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Peches, which wants to learn that an Eved is possible to be an aid. Why is an Eved possible? To be Kal V'Chomer from a Gazlan. You learn a Kal V'Chomer. that the Or Sameach says, it can't be because of chashash mashakir. You can't learn kavachomers because you think someone might be lying. It's rather because gzela is pasul mgzer shakasuf. A gazlan rosh adachamas is a pasul. It's pasul mgzer shakasuf. Once it's in the world of the psukim, then you could create kavachomers learning one pasuk to another concept of avadim. That's the Or Sameach says. You get two different impressions from two different gemaras. You can look there if you want. Ksos in Simon Memvov, Sifkat and Yuzayin. He's contrasting Rosh Hashtam. We mentioned earlier the two types of Rishom in this case. There's a Rosh Hashtam, who's Chai Malchus or Mises Bezdin, and there's Rosh Hadachama. So what's the difference? So he discusses what exactly the nature of Rosh Hadachama is. We're not going to focus now, but he says Rosh Hadachama is because of Chashash Meshaker. That's how he paskins. Chashash Meshaker. The Kovit Shiurim, Babasa Os Tof Kuf Pealf. He writes, he has a following chakir, Yesh Lachkor. Im Psulo Shah Gazlan, who rak Mishum Chashash Meshaker? Is it only because of Chashash Meshaker? Oh, Gam Gzeres Melech Kimokarv. Or there's an additional Psul. Gzeres Melech, Gzeres Akasav. Perhaps that's too. He says for sure it's Chashash Meshaker, like the Kito says, but does it also have another Psul of Gzeres Melech, Gzeres Akasav? That's the suffix he had. If you look at the Granat, where I pointed out, Dira Maskavanira and Simon Kuf Mem Dalad, he says he thinks actually for sure there are two psulim of Chashash Meshach and Gzeres Melech. That's what he thinks. So I'll just bring some of these achrom to see these are the issues. The main chakir is it Chashash Meshach or Gzeres Melech? Some think it only has one, some think it has both, some it's not sure if it has both.
Who said for sure
it has both? The Granat of Naftali Trub, he said they're really both psulim exist. Now, when the Achron I brought, I didn't see anybody who says it's only Gzeres Melech, not Chashash Meshacher, but we could throw that out as a possibility. It might be Gzeres Melech. So that being said, can we explain Shitas Tosfos now? Rash Tosfos thinks that although you're over the Issa Gzela Deraisa, you're not Pasum Deraisa. Because he never thought to do an Isser. No? No lights going on?
Maybe we don't necessarily suspect him of Chashash Meshaker. If, in other words, we're only Chashash Meshaker if we realize this is a bad person or something like that. But if he's never thought to do an Isser, then we have no.
Exactly. He, in his eyes, he did nothing wrong. He didn't want to hurt anybody, he didn't want to steal from anybody, he was doing the right thing. He thinks he's an honest guy. We can't blame him for that. So if he's an honest guy in his own mind, we're going to think he's an honest guy when he's going to testify. It's not because he's a chaloshem Russia. He did something wrong. But we don't care that he's a Russian. There's a guard because, A, we care about knowing the truth. Only if we're concerned he's going to lie, so we can throw him out. But he doesn't think he did anything wrong, so he's not going to lie either. He's an honest guy in his own eyes. And even in our eyes, he's an honest guy. It's all about chashash mashak. And that's what I think, at least, Pshat and Tosfos is. You could distinguish between the Avera and Psul.
And then you have to say that he doesn't hold up the Gzera.
Doesn't hold up the Gzera? Yeah, exactly. You know, exactly. Just a Chashash Meshaker, like the Ksos thought. Okay, now you move to the Ran. So the Ran, first of all, in the second half, his own personal Shita. He thought Pshat was like Rashi. He quoted the pasuk by Yigzal Sachanis as well, that Misachib Akubio is not Issa Gzela Deraisa, it's only Gzela Derabanan. He quotes that pasuk. How can you say that pasuk? What do you mean? That pasuk tells us that Issa Gzela is when there's an aggressive Maisa being done. Okay. So now, in the first half of the round, though, we go to Rabbeinu David. So, sorry. So he says all the things on the list here are Durabanan. That's what he first says. Everything's Durabanan here. But then he says, what do you mean? You move to the... The first one on the list, Mesachi Bakubya. We said, Asmach Delokanya. There's no Kinyan here because I never really had in mind to be making the money to you. So by you taking my money in this case of gambling, you're being Gozel Deraisa. It's Gzela Deraisa. So if it's Gzela Deraisa, it's got to be possum with Deraisa. You can't distinguish. Oh, maybe you want to make the distinction like Tosva says. I didn't think I was doing anything wrong. That doesn't make any sense. And therefore, Rabbeinu David concludes, if you're over the Gzela Deraisa, Mimela, you're possum with Deraisa. Even if you thought you were doing something, you thought you were doing nothing wrong. If it is an Aveir Deraisa, then there's a Psul Deraisa. You can't be Mechalik like Tosfos. And therefore, what is Rabbeinu David, what's his pshat, what does he hold about the nature of Psul Rasha? Here's a Kosef. I don't care what your intentions were. That doesn't make sense. I didn't think I was doing anything wrong. I did think I was doing something wrong. It's not about Chashash Meshachar. We don't care what your intentions. Lemaisa, you're over the Isa Gzela Deraisa. He thinks Masachar B'Kubya is a Gzela Deraisa like Tosfos thinks. It's about Hefsin Mammon. And that's going to automatically indicate that you're a possum of the Raisa. Because you're over in Avera, you're a Rasha. Xeris Akas is a Rasha, is possum of the Raisa. Okay. So I don't think anybody got any further. What we're going to be discussing, I guess, Sunday, is the Gemara goes on to discuss Shitas Rav Sheshes and how we paskin. Do we paskin like Rav Sheshes? Do we paskin like Rami Bar Chama? So within the world of Rav Sheshes, who thinks the reason why you can't be Mesachah B'Kubya, why are you Pasul of Mesachah B'Kubya? Because you're not being Osek B'Yishuv Shalom. And the question there is, how do we paskin in that regard? And would Rav Sheshes agree? Is there Gzela Derabanan or not Gzela Derabanan? Even in his world, you could raise the same question. No one could think there's Gzela Derais according to him, but is there Gzela Derabanan or not? That's going to be the question we'll deal with next time in Mir Tisha.